Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, sun and patchy clouds today, mid-80s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, mid-80s. Friday, sunny to partly cloudy, more humid, temperature in the lower 90s. And Saturday, hazy, humid with some late showers and thunderstorms, 80 to 85. We'll get the full details on our Tri-State Forecast in just a few minutes with Pat Pagano. Stories that we're following for you in Connecticut. Planned Parenthood of Southern New England said they're taking steps to prepare their facilities for an influx of out-of-state patients seeking care that is now heavily restricted or banned in other states. Senator Richard Blumenthal visited Planned Parenthood's New Haven Health Center Tuesday, speaking directly to the staff. He thanked them for their work and vowed to lend his full support to have continued care for women in need in the state of Connecticut. Their resolve and resilience sends a message to the forces of oppression in this country that would strip women of their freedom to decide whether or when to have children. The Supreme Court has said that the power should be in the hands of government officials and not women. The folks here say you still have care no matter what. Connecticut will continue to be a safe harbor. That from Richard Blumenthal. The new piece of reproductive rights legislation signed into law in May will take effect on July 1st. New heating oil laws will kick in July 1st in Connecticut. As of July 1st, the rules for heating oil are changing. As of that date, only a small portion of the biodiesel must be added to home heating oil, but by 2035, it will have to be 50-50. The law being put into effect is the first step Connecticut is making to break away from dependence on foreign oil. Cooking oil from restaurants will be mixed with traditional ultra-low sulfur heating oil. This will provide a greener, cleaner, and more renewable oil. The plan is to have everybody in Connecticut, which is about half in the homes in the state, heat with oil, will now be receiving green renewable carbon fuel, according to the president and CEO of Connecticut Energy. It's not a new fuel. It's a fuel that's been developed for decades. It's just hit prime time in the terms of production. Biodiesel is made in Connecticut. It starts as cooking oil such as corn, olive, canola, and vegetable oil. Instead of throwing out the original grease, it's canned and taken to New Haven. After it's turned into fuel, it'll be distributed via the roughly 600 home heating oil companies in Connecticut. By the way, the price of the barrel of biodiesel fuel is just about the same as crude oil. Savings won't kick in until Connecticut becomes less reliant on international fuel. The competitive marketplace will show a reduction in the price of fuel to the consumer. In New York state primaries, a good night for the incumbent chief executive. Governor Kathy Hochul clinched a decisive win in the Democratic gubernatorial primary. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado won his primary, according to the Associated Press. In a rare crowded Republican primary, Representative Lee Zeldin, representing the 1st Congressional District on Long Island, beat out a slate of opponents and took about 43% of the Republican vote across the state, according to the Associated Press. Andrew Giuliani, the son of former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who enjoyed a modest surge in support as the primary approached, was neck and neck with Zeldin earlier in the night and held about 25% of the vote when the race was called for Zeldin. Great Barrington residents have filed a complaint against the board asking the state to overturn short-term rental vote. Turnover over the short-term rental rules resulted this month after residents filed a complaint against the select board, alleging a tainted lead-up to the town's approval of its bylaw should overturn the vote. The complaint was filed on June 17th. The board approved 3-1 a draft of its response to the complaint, denying the open meeting law violation. The matter will ultimately be adjudicated by the Attorney General's office in Massachusetts. Taking a look at some events going on in our area. Well, tonight is the night that kicks off the Sharon Concert Series. It happens at Veterans Field from 6 till 8 p.m. with the Jukebox Junkies. It is Rain or Shine. Also coming up this weekend, the Summer Musical Festival, Cornwall Park and Recreation on the Town Green Friday from 6 till 8 p.m. with the Zola Boys. And then in August, they'll present A Taste of Cornwall, but the Zola Boys performing this Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Cornwall Green. It's a local bluegrass band with Hot Z's food truck, Peter Dota's ice cream truck, and kids' crafts and activities all there. Also this weekend, the Aminia Fire Company has their Carnival Food Night, July 3rd from 4 till 9 p.m. at the Aminia Firehouse on Mechanic Street. Steak sandwiches, sausage and pepper grinders, hamburgers, hot dogs with all the fixings, french fries, fried dough, and beverages, and then a fireworks display. The fireworks display begins just after 9 p.m. Best viewing locations is the Armenia Town Hall, Route 343 on Mechanic Street. The fireworks are underwritten by the Armenia Wasaic Community Organization and Silo Ridge Community Foundation, but the carnival food trial runs from 4 until 9 p.m. Our stock market report is underwritten by the Interlaken, Route 112 in Lakeville, interlakenin.com. You'll find them on Facebook and Instagram. They feature a tapas menu, also dinner specials every night, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 30,946.99, the NASDAQ at 11,184.54, and the S&P 500 at 3821.55. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.